Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do you remember Aragorn's famous quote in The Lord of the Rings? There is always hope. Then there's another quote by a great soccer player, Pele. Success is no accident. It's hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of what you are doing or learning to do. Hope and hard work are guideposts that keep you on a good path. The first quote provides a picture of avoiding despair when there is still hope. The second is a realistic picture of what hard work looks like. Now, let's tear into hope and hard work. There are always four categories when we explore scripture dissection. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. Let's start with what does it say? Neither hope nor hard work just happen. In fact, both you intentionally engage. Interestingly, as soon as you engage them, they become your reality. To explore scripture about hope and hard work, let's tear into this passage from Romans chapter 7, verses 21 through 25. Verse number 1. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Verse number 2. For in my inner being I delight in God's law. Verse number 3. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Verse number 4. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body subject to death? And then the final verse portion we'll look at is, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what those verses say. But what do they mean? These verses suggest inner conflict. Interestingly, this conflict is common to all people. Oddly, all this can be going on inside you simultaneously. So the tricky part is to learn how to manage the conflict. Consequently, this management begins when you completely yield to God in faith and obedience. Still, what do you do with the conflict? As you hope in God and work hard to manage conflicting laws at work in your life, you increasingly engage an alive and active life. Frankly, there's no better way to live. So now let's look at each verse again and explore what they mean. So the first verse is this. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. You know, there are various laws at work in our daily lives. God's creation is orderly, your life included. God wants your life to be manageable as well as meaningful. So He blesses you with capacity to respond to His eternal laws and ways. Unfortunately, sin introduces inner conflict. This battle influences your leanings and your decisions. Okay, now the second verse phrase. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. When you trust Jesus, your leanings and decisions begin to shift permanently. It's one of those marks of being His follower. You find yourself increasingly delighted in His ways and laws the more you get to know Him. Verse number 3. But I see another law at work within me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. And there it is, that other law works in you. Although you are redeemed, forgiven, and being transformed, sin still tries to press into your daily life. Your mind is at war, tempting you with personal agenda and self-focus. If you yield to this other law, you become a prisoner. But you don't have to yield. Verse 4. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? This conflict feels hopeless and helpless, even wretched. Nevertheless, there is hope, plus hard work. Incidentally, this hope and hard work are not subject to death. And then the fifth and final verse phrase, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remarkably, Jesus is the source of your hope. Additionally, he strengthens you to engage hard work. Truly, Jesus is the key to an alive and active life. Because of what Jesus accomplished through his life, death, and resurrection, you have the option to rise above with hope and hard work. That's what those verses mean. All right, the third section is to make it personal. Perhaps you've felt helpless to stop cycles of sin. You want to, but you keep failing. And now your existence is constant tension, wanting to do what is right, but constantly missing the mark. Desiring to do good, but doing bad instead. You feel miserable and frustrated as this tension mounts inside, and time stacks up in years. What a wretched person I am! Somebody help! Romans 7:24. We are talking about a Jesus follower, not a non-Christian. This believer feels trapped, imprisoned. If you are this person, God wants to help you live with hope and give you strength to work hard to change things. As you consider how to embrace hope and engage hard work, there are action steps to help you succeed. After all, if you don't proactively move forward to manage your life issues, you will not enjoy the promise of hope. Plus, you will not see the fruit of hard work. So, here are some action steps that can help. The first one is to pause. Slow down so you can think and pray. In this pause, you can better hear God's voice to help you get off the merry-go-round of failure. The second step is to listen. As you begin to hear him, be attentive to God's whispers. You can look up 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. God doesn't yell. So be still with a teachable, willing heart and listen. The third step is to admit. Humble yourself and be honest. Admit, I am still allowing myself to be deceived, to make wrong choices. Likely it's because of one of these things. I think I still have the option to sin. Or my past habits and patterns are so hard to break. Or it could be this. I continue to make excuses and exonerate myself. Or maybe this one. Besides, Jesus will forgive me, right? Thinking like that means continued messing up. Sadly and truthfully, the bend of your old nature flows right into the wrong thing with no good reason at all. The fourth action step is to accept truth. Be hard on yourself in the right way. In other words, hold yourself to truth. Next, spend a moment with these critical questions and ideas, and I have six of them for you. The first one, do I love Jesus enough to carry out his wishes over my own? Is my goal to please him? Number two, when I trusted Jesus to forgive my sins, I was also asking him to be the Lord of my life. Three, Scripture teaches me I am created by God, for God, and belong to God. He is my master. Number four, Jesus broke sin's power at the cross. My excuses to keep sinning are not valid. Here's why. Since my sinful nature died with Christ on the cross, and I received Christ's risen life, a kind of a trade, I must now consider myself dead to sin and retrain my mind to practice Christ's character. Number five, I must ask Jesus to transform me as I renew my mind in truth and practice godliness. Romans 12, verse 2. And then number six, I am resolved to not stop until this process becomes my regular practice. So, under the fourth action point, accept truth, there are six special critical questions and ideas. Let's breeze through them again. First, do I love Jesus enough to carry out his wishes over my own? Second, do I realize that he is my Lord? Third, he is my master. I belong to him. Fourth, Jesus broke sin's power, so I need to consider myself dead to sin and practice Christ's character instead. Five, I must ask Jesus to transform me. And number six, I am resolved to not stop until I have success. Let's move on to action point number five, rest in Christ. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The process described in the verses that we're exploring is burdensome. Frankly, it's exhausting sometimes. Plus, repeating a cycle of failure leaves you weary and without hope. So, after following action steps number one through four with resolve, the next step is to rest in Christ. Psalm 37, verse 7 says, "Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him." God cares about your struggle against sin. He gives hope, and he gives strength for you to work hard. Oswald Chambers says, "You cannot do what God does, and God won't do what you can." So, to make all this personal, hope in God and get busy with your hard work. I think we need to talk a little bit about discipleship. Although salvation is free to you, and it did cost Christ his life, discipleship is not free. It costs your life. Becoming like Jesus is your work. Check out Philippians 2, verse 12c. You owe Jesus a debt of love. Subsequently, consider yourself dead to sin. When you align every thought, attitude, word, and deed with Scripture, you change. God does his portion as you work hard. Ask God to heal your heart and transform you. If you fail, confess it. Ask forgiveness and continue to work out your salvation. There is grace for that. However, there is no provision for perpetual, purposeful sin. So hope in God and work hard to be like Christ as a way for you to make all of this information personal. So now we're going to go on to the fourth section, make a commitment. And this is where we have application thoughts and questions. Number one, do you experience inner conflict while failing to please God? Two, do you delight in God's law? Number three, how often do you pause in this battle to regroup? Number four, in your pause, do you intently listen to God's still small voice? Five, do you admit when you're wrong? Six, and do you accept Scripture's teachings and follow them? Number seven, are you resting in Christ? And notice those were the five action steps we talked about. Pause, listen, admit, accept, and rest. And then the eighth thought I want to leave with you is this. Remember, you cannot do what God does, and God won't do what you can. From Oswald Chambers. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.